there's quite a number of women on the working on the benches still. That, but a lot of them were part-timers. You know, they used to do either the morning shift or the afternoon shift. But, yeah, they did that. Like I say, look, down at Martock, when I was down there, there was lots of women down there working on the benches. I remember a girl down there once, when she was, had these pillar drills. And I can't think of her name now. But anyway, they was, these girls would be there on the drills, and they'd be leaning over, talking to the next another girl. And they used to have these, like a hat with like a net type of hat sort of thing, but they never couldn't sort of tuck it all their hair in, because that didn't, they didn't look so glamorous like that. And she would lean forward like that and caught all her hair in the chuck, going and ripped, I don't know how much her hair, oh dear, there was a panic station. But that's how it was, that's how it happened.
Women were important during the wartime, weren't they?
They certainly were. They used to do as good a work as, I mean, a lot of chaps, they say, were semi-skilled, coming from all sort of walks of life, you know, and glove cutters, anything like that, whatever. And they was all working on the benches, and they had so long with a skilled man, and that was it.